This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? AM 550 KFYR Bismarck, AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch in Fargo, Moorhead, that I picked up in Owatonna one time because I had a CD and I pulled the CD out and 1100 was still on the radio and it was still booming in. And I thought, whoa, that's a blowtorch. That is pretty cool, isn't it?
That is cool. Cool.
AM 1090 KTGO Tioga, 1460 KLTC. Fun country to boot. Back to the original 70s slogan or something like that. I may be goofing that up. And Dickinson. This is What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, KFYR at iHeartMedia.com, studio at What'sInYourMindRadio.com. I didn't mean to give that another email address. I'm just so used to giving it. You can text me at 701-226-8503. It is the phone I carry with me at all times.
Do they text you at night?
Yeah.
Do you have it on vibrate, or do you actually...
It's on VIP mode, so only certain phone numbers I program get through.
In case the radio station's texting you.
Right. Because gotcha. We have an emergency operations center in Covington, Kentucky, that monitors all the iHeartMedia stations, so...
Got
they
it.
Said they, sure. They said they called me. Yeah, they dialed the wrong number. I'm like, my phone didn't ring. You're programmed in. Because you know where my head's at 3 in the morning. Silly listener, segues are for kids. My pillow.
Sleeping nightly.
Oh, man. You know it. You've got, and, you know, they had said, well, you know, we've got my pet pillow. Why don't you get one of these? I'm like, all right. You know, because I thought, well, what the heck? Because I needed something in the living room anyway for them. I'll be doggone if those, all five, three cats, two dogs, don't absolutely love that thing, and they won't share it.
Of course not. Lay on top of each other.
I mean, the cats may sleep two to a chair or something, if they're sleeping on a chair or inside a box or something, but on the My Pet pillow, they will not share it.
It's a fight. It's a war.
Yeah. I mean, they are that territorial about it. I'm like, wow. And you know how they say
they're
you
not urinating on it, are they?
One did. Yeah, it cleaned up well, though. It's because you could. It's machine. Perfectly machine washable. And, yeah, one of them did. I got it. Maybe it was in his sleep or something. I don't know. That was kind of a disappointment. But you know how they say you can trust the dog, right? If a dog doesn't like somebody, you can trust the dog. Yes. Maybe, you know, it's the same thing with the My Pet pillow. And, oh, by the way, what do we call it? My human pillow? My people pillow?
Your people pillow? What do you do to keep carry off of yours?
That's a problem. I need to get a few more. And fortunately, you can get up to 50% off of the promo code Scott at mypillow.com or the special 800 number we've got set up. Ready to write this down. 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028 or mypillow.com. Promo code Scott. Take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get up to 50% off the whatever on mypillow.com. The big special he's got, though. Two MyPillow premium pillows. We're not talking the box store ones. Because people say, oh, I see in the box store, but I don't. Those are not the same ones. That's like saying a Chevette and a Corvette are the same car.
Oh, good okay? point.
They're made by the same people, but they serve a couple of different purposes. One's a very inexpensive one, so that you've got something.
Well, I do know when
one
ordered,
is good.
Yeah, when I ordered mine, you've got to not only tell them you're male or female, you've got to give them your weight and
height. I mean, there is more of a science to this. Yeah. You don't see that in the box store one. This is not one size fits all. You're exactly right. They asked with my pet pillow, they asked, you know, what are your pets?
Well,
a Maltese and a Puggle and three
check
cats.
This out. When did you buy your pillow?
Oh, gosh. Right about the time we started doing those.
Okay,
my pillow things way
you
back
need a
there.
New pillow. Your head's smaller. Still big enough.
For those of you playing the home version of the What's in Your Mind game, I've lost 105 pounds.
You need
this
a different My Pillow pillow because
it's January 4th. You're right. And since my wife hasn't lost as much weight because she's not following the plan as closely as I am, if you can give her my pillow, and she'll have another extra pillow.
I do need to order more. You need another pillow.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 1-800-506-9028. What's on your mind? / the MyPillow channel here.
And I have to love it. Guess what? The Russians are active again. They must have been. Because last night in Georgia.
Russians?
Yeah, last night.
Scott's not even here, and we get that word.
In Georgia.
That's the secret word every time you hear that word.
In Georgia, the Democrats spent 7 times the money as the Republican candidate, the lady, I can't think of her name right now, for replacing that House seat. And they predicted the Democrats were going to carry this. This was going to be repudiation of President Donald Trump. And she didn't eke it out. She beat it out. I mean, like 4 or 5% over the Democratic challenger. And so now the Democratic challenger is saying, well, they didn't lose by too much. But in fact, they predicted a win. And 7 times the money spent. There could be only one answer. You know, the Russians were involved and they lost. That could be only my only thought.
Georgia.
And you would find this. So Georgia retains the Republican seat. And, of course, you can argue that it was a Republican area that was a stronghold. But, hey, if
was
there
a referendum on Trump?
Yeah, as I say, if they hated Trump, he should have lost.
Right.
That Republican lady
should have
lost.
So what's the reaction going to be from the left now that the referendum on Trump has approved Trump?
Well, no,
coming from the Democratic South.
The last I heard was, well, they didn't lose by much, and it was a Republican stronghold. So there, you know. Never mind the wasted seven times the money.
Conservative stronghold. Is it a Republican stronghold, though? I mean, the conservative South tends to be conservative, but tends to be Democrat, right, historically anyway. Maybe not
I know
recently.
What you're saying there. That part I couldn't dwell on. Kevin could, if we can get Kevin calling in here. I suppose he's got a vote going on right now, and that's what's taking place. Oh, finally found him.
And well, I mean, heaven forbid a sitting congressman is actually being a congressman and not a talk show guest or something. I mean, heaven forbid.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Eugene. How are you?
Doing well. We're just visiting on how the Russians must have been active again last night, because how could you lose an election when you spend 7 times the money?
Hey, I saw you on the Fox News Channel on Fox News Sunday again, by the way, with your favorite guy coming up to you.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mandan, North Dakota makes the national news again for all the wrong reasons, just like a few months back. But
that it's interesting. That particular incident seems to, keeps popping up about once a week every time there's another, another bad situation at a town hall, or worse yet, a shooting or whatever. That little town hall incident seems to be a bit of a poster child for what's wrong with the discourse in this country.
But you're also a poster child for what's right about you.
Heidi is hiding, I think, has legs. She's going to try and be able to say, no, I was with this group and that group, but it's not like Congressman Kramer coming on for an hour taking calls or going to coffee with Kramers or whatever. And same thing we did with Senator Hovind up in Rockford City. I mean, come on. That's a town hall meeting. Real town hall meeting. Real interaction with real people.
We can lay your hands on him.
Well, hopefully respectfully, but I get your point.
Hopefully, but yeah. He's that accessible.
Right, exactly. That's a good point.
Who else is? What's on? So there you go.
There you go.
The accessibility of Representative Kevin Kramer.
So, Kevin, do you think the social media and the ability for those that don't understand their own opinion but have a mouthpiece for their opinion to rise above the local bar stool argument is probably part of the lack of decorum and civility that we're finding in these meetings, because people are being worked up and finding out where they can go to vent themselves at is part of the problem? I mean, senators and congressmen all through the years have always been hard to have access to. You're very easily accessible. What's going on? Is social media is stirring people up?
Yeah, Eugene, that's a good observation. I think social media plays a role, and it very well might play a pretty substantive role in the issue that you're talking about, and that is in working people up. It's interesting, and if people allow me, I'll just sort of reminisce about some of this. But during last year's Dakota Access Pipeline protests, there was a lot of active social media, which clearly was designed to ramp people up. The problem with it is, to your point, is one of the things people have a tendency to do when they vent, to use your term, on social media is they have a tendency to be a little bolder than they would be otherwise. I've seen this many, many times in my own personal
Keyboard warriors, right?
Yeah, right.
They'd never say it in a million years to your face, but they'll gladly type it onto the internet.
That's exactly right. And if they do it anonymously, like on the blog post, that's even better. But even on social media. So as an example, we get a lot of threats. I get a lot of threats, or at least they get close to the edge of a threat, or they might be a literal threat, or it might be a symbolic use of symbolic language that strongly implies a physical threat. While occasionally, all of those are taken pretty seriously. Occasionally, one of those will cross the line. And we had one of those situations last year on Facebook. And the U.S. Capitol Police, we monitor them. We send concerning ones that are concerning to me or to our staff to the Capitol Police, and they investigate. They always do a quick background check on the author. Oftentimes, it amounts to nothing. Most of the time, it amounts to nothing. But in this one particular instance,
Kevin, hold that thought. We're up against a hard break. We'll come right back to this topic. We're back here on What's on Your Mind.
And your calls. Honest, Eugene Greiner is going to take your calls. 1-800-228-0550, 701-250-5800-550. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com or text me. It all works.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Mind actually taking your live telephone calls, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550, 701-250-5800-550. You know what else? If you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization just like me, for iHeartMedia. This is an opportunity for you. I'm not a certified welder. If you are, Polar Service Center in Kildare is looking for a certified welder, a sandblaster, wash rack, or diesel mechanic. Polar Service Center in Williston is looking for a certified welder. Tanker trailer experience required, competitive pay, superior benefits, including medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, pay dependent on experience and ability. I don't know that Kevin Kramer's qualified, but I'm sure he's salivating now. But you can call if you're qualified. Ask for Maria, 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria, Polar Service Center, Kildare. Well, listen, 21 after the hour. It's What's in Your Mind? And in for Scott Hennon, Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services.
Well, thanks. And we do have some calls. Tim Edgley, hang in there. You've been holding patiently, as well as Donna. And I see I just lost another caller. That's okay. They'll call back. Anyway, Kevin, finish that story about that
individual. Just wrapping up this issue with the social media. So this person who issued a threat on Facebook is visited by an FBI officer down in Florida where his home is. As soon as he's confronted by the FBI officer, of course, he absolutely melts. He apologizes profusely. You know, it was obvious to the officer this was a contrite guy that didn't mean any of it. He just was venting. The problem is that the sort of anonymity of the social media allows you to feel a little more licensed than probably you ought to have, and we lose our manners and we lose our heads. And my point being that a lot of times with political speech, there's a tendency to not discipline it very well. And by that I mean, while political speech is the ultimate first expression, you know, First Amendment expression, political and religious speech, it isn't a license to assault, and it's not a license to threaten. And what I'm telling the Capitol Police and others from now on is when there's a threat on social media or on my voicemail at home or whatever the case might be, I expect it to be treated as the type of threat that it is, not that political speech is not a license to be, you know, to be threatening. It's got to operate under the same rules and laws, lest we lose that liberty. You know, when you abuse liberty, that's when you lose liberty. And so I want to see them being much more aggressive with people who get on social media, make threats against people's human lives or their families, which we've had that as well. And so that they understand there's a consequence to illegal activity, not to just expressing your opinion, but to illegal activity. And but we tend to sort of back off when it's a political message. So anyway, we're learning a lot these days.
Yeah. In light of that, Representative Evan Jenke, the H.R. Bill 1976, the Protecting the Second Amendment Act. Are you familiar with that bill? Are you even a co-sponsor?
I'm not off the top of my head. I'm good chance I'm a co-sponsor, but there's so many of them. We do have this reciprocity of concealed carry that I'm a co-sponsor of that has come up just as recently as this morning because, of course, one of the things that you're not allowed is to conceal carry in Virginia or in Washington, D.C. In Virginia, they have different laws, a little looser, but not, you know, we don't have reciprocity for concealed carry. And so consequently, members of Congress who might be able to handle a gun, have a gun, we're not allowed to have them on us or even with us in the District of Columbia, including in our own offices. So, you know, there's some talk, frankly, of that because this situation last week with the shooting, had Steve Scalise, the whip, not been there, there would not have been three Capitol Police officers there because they're there to protect him. He's in a leadership position. So if he's not there, there's nobody with a gun except the bad guy. And,
gotcha. So that needs to be changed. We've got Tim from Edgley. He's been on the hold patiently for 23 minutes. Tim, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What question do you have for Representative Kramer?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. My question today is actually two questions, and I'll try and keep it quick. Why haven't the grain inspection, packers, and stockyards rules been implemented yet? These are the only protections small farmers have against these meatpacking cartels and grain companies. And then my next question is, why are the Republican congressmen and senators and Democrats, too, receiving campaign funds from JBS Packing Company, this corrupt Brazilian meatpacking company that's embroiled in the scandals in Brazil? And why is our agriculture secretary receiving money from them? Seems to me that they're trying to buy influence here in the United States, too. Thank you.
I know what he's talking about. Here it's legal to take payments. The president of Brazil is being impeached because of taking payments in regards to JBS getting special treatment with the meat inspectors, where they were literally letting terrible meat get into the export channels, and that's what I'm sure he's calling about. And, of course, the rollback of country of origin labeling. We still label produce. We still label fish, but we don't label red meat. I know that's what he's talking about, so go ahead, Kevin.
So, couple of things. With regard, I'm not so familiar with the contribution part. I'm not sure about our Secretary of Agriculture, but he's not an elected official, so I don't know how he'd be taking contributions from anybody, much less the foreign government. But with regard to the Brazilian beef thing, I will tell you this. I've been a strong advocate for much tougher allowing of Brazilian beef and a lot of South American beef, obviously, until they can demonstrate that they really do have their act together, that it really is a safe food supply. I just think we have to enforce those rules, in a lot more strict fashion. With regard to country of origin labeling, which I gather as well from Tim that he's getting to that, I don't think there's any doubt that's going to be part of the new negotiation, at least on the NAFTA negotiation, which is where, COOL really gets to be gets to be problematic between
because you have the packers that want to create a North American herd, not a U.S. herd, Canadian herd, Mexican herd. They want a North American herd.
Yep, and I would say this. I think I have to stress a couple of things. One is Canada is not Mexico, and I do think sometimes when we talk about North America, I like the idea of a North America block of products, and as I think specifically, Eugene, more probably often of oil and gas, energy products. Mexico is a very important market for our natural gas. And I think we need to be very careful how we deal with that kind of a product. With regard to agriculture product, and frankly, a lot of manufactured products, the value chain goes back and forth so many times that there is some merit when you can look at the Pacific Rim as an example. And the incredible market out there. And you're the commodities guy. You know a lot more about it than I do. But we want to be able to provide a product and market it to the other 6 or 7 billion people that aren't in the United States and be able to do that successfully. And if we put an American flag on it and that has a detrimental impact in another market versus, the pride of having the American flag on there but not selling it, I mean, you have to weigh all of those things as part of the negotiation.
What we don't want to have is Brazilian beef coming into the United States like it is as a frozen ground product and then being mixed with our meat and then shipped out with an American flag on it. The general public needs to understand USDA approved does not mean raised in the U.S., and that's where the packers are using that. We are almost out of time on this segment. Kevin, we'll come right back. We have more callers on hold. I think I can't even see it. Is that Don from Bismarck? We'll have more callers on What's On Your Mind with Kevin Kramer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Herr, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the edge of the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, knee-jerk reactions and half-truth, it's a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement modeled that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell and filling in for Scott Hennon. From Heartland Investor Services, Eugene Grainer.
And thank you. And we go to Don, who has been very patient in Bismarck, waiting for a question for Congressman Kramer. Welcome, Don, to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. Hey, Congressman, real quick, do you think there's any hope for the e-log, the electronic logging devices, to be held up in Congress at all? Or
Don, good question. And I think a lot of people on this show are somewhat familiar with that. You know, and the in my view that there should be a differentiation between small and large trucking companies that applying this technology that may not even be as great as it's pitched as. But anyway, all of that said, I think one of the challenges we have, Ram and Don, at least this year, is with tax reform coming up next and healthcare still on the on the table, and budget and a debt ceiling, all of that coming at us over the course of the next couple of months, 3 months or so. It's probably a hard one to get to the top of the priority list legislatively. We continue to work with a DOT and others to try and find some place for some compromise so that that burden isn't so heavy on independents and smaller trucking companies. Because as you know, just the cost of the technology is burdensome. And like I've often said, and I'm sure you've heard me say, Don, it's very frustrating to think that, this may not even be really, really secure technology that it might be easier to manipulate than your handwriting, So whether it even accomplishes its purpose is, I think, somewhat questionable.
Well, that's the big question. Everybody's wanting to know if it's even going to do a safety issue or not.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let me take another look. I'll get my team looking at it and following up and seeing if there's any plans in the committee. I'm not on that committee, of course, but seeing, because they're working, that particular committee, of course, is working on it, trying to find a way to get a $1 trillion infrastructure package done as well over the course of the next year and a half. So, I know they're focused on other things right now. But we need to get to it. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Don. And now we've got Bob from Grafton. He is also waiting on the line here for the question for Mr. Kramer. Good morning, Bob. Mr. Congressman Kramer's with us here.
Hey, Bob.
Morning. Hi, Congressman Kramer. Hey, how you doing?
Haven't heard from you in a while.
I know, right? Got a little busier, but
yeah.
I just want to tell you, I want to touch base with you and tell you, you know, I'm really happy with everything you're doing so far, and congratulations on your different things you got going on right now. I'm very happy. And
thank you.
I wanted to see if I could get your number to your office there or something, to where I could maybe get in touch with you about some private security, you know, private security concerns.
Oh, sure.
You.
Sure. Let me, I'm going to give you my Fargo number, Bob. Well, I'll give you the Fargo number here. It's 701-356-2216.
2216. Got it. Okay. Yeah, as you know, I'm a veteran, and you know, this really concerns me with the state of our country that I see going on right now, especially in light of the shooting there with the Republican congressmen and senators there. That just blew me away when that happened. So I wanted to touch base with you sometime later on this week. I'll get a hold of your office here and maybe I can chat with you.
See what we can get lined up. With that in mind, one of the things, Eugene, that's being discussed, and maybe we didn't talk much about this, but was the federal judiciary has much more personal security that's covered by their budgets or the federal federal taxpayers, which is certainly appropriate, but members of Congress do not have that ability to even use their own monthly or yearly budget, official budget, to provide a surveillance system or now I have a system in my home. It's personal expense. It's not a problem for me. I'm happy to do it, but it does become an extra cost of holding the office, and it's a cost that others don't have.
Well, I remember hearing on one of the interviews there with one of the congressmen that was there that I can't remember who the host was, most likely on Fox, but they asked him, would you have felt more comfortable being armed? And he said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's just something.
That Wall Street Journal asked me a question about it, or maybe it was AP. I don't remember which one. I think it was the Associated Press, about the issue of gun control. Does this make you reconsider gun control? I said, it makes me feel like I wish the good guys could have guns instead of just the bad guys. You know, that's the problem with gun control, is only criminals can have guns. That's what we have in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Thank you, Congressman. I'll look forward to speaking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And so, Congressman Kramer, on the issues that we were talking before we got to him on the last segment, you were discussing how with the Capitol Police, have the Capitol Police, are they dialed up more now than they were a year or two ago about these threats? And you said you want to take it seriously. Is it because the congressmen are telling this, or are they taking it on their own? I'm concerned that there's
really
a lackadaisy approach.
First of all, everyone should understand, we have really quite a remarkable police force, the United States Capitol Police. And there are several divisions. One of the more impressive ones is the Bonham Division. It's one of the pieces of advice I'd give anybody visiting the Capitol. We have very open access to, you know, the public has great access, but whatever you do, never lay a backpack down and walk away from it. We have sharpshooters. You have the leadership detail, or I think it's called dignitary detail. That's who the plainclothes officers who protect the leadership teams. You know, the majority leader, minority leader, speaker, all of those things. And then a whole bunch of uniformed officers around the complex, and that go with us when there's large groups of us that go someplace. They travel with us, and they fly helicopters and drive SUVs and all the things that you see on TV. What we don't have is a lot of we don't have any personal coverage for each of us when we're back in our districts and in our states, and understandably. I mean, that would be a tremendous cost. Plus, it just gives sort of a bad image and to some degree. But I would say at this point that, for example, at town halls, I've always had officers at town halls. We're told by the Capitol Police to please do that. You know, the Gabriella Giffords shooting was at a public event, well-publicized public event, long before I got to Congress. But and since that time, they strongly encourage outreach with your local police departments and sheriffs, and we do that. I like to have uniformed police at events because it's not just a matter of my security, by the way. It's everybody's. And what you don't want, what I worry about is if there's not, if people don't feel safe, if they think you're a target, they're not going to come to your event. I've had people tell me at town halls, I almost didn't come because I was afraid that, of the potential violence. Now this was a couple of years ago. And at that particular event, there were a couple of plainclothes police officers. And I think, having uniformed officers helps people know, hey, that's a deterrent. And so, but know that the Capitol Police themselves take it more seriously. There's more activity going on all the time. But at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt that our leadership and our members are calling for more help as well. And right now, I can tell you around the Capitol, you'll notice if you come here a lot, you'll notice there's a much larger presence. I've noticed this morning, in fact, at our conference that there's a much larger presence outside the doors, things like that. So it's just harder for people to get to you, and it's probably appropriate.
Yes. Kind of changing gears, Kevin. I'm going to ask you a question about it. With President Trump and all these special counsels, they want to have a special counsel meeting if President Trump wanted to change the brand of toilet paper in the White House, I'd swear. But in regards to President Trump and then prior President Obama, we had Benghazi, special prosecutor should have been called. We had Fast and Furious. How about Attorney General Lynch on the tarmac with the husband of a presidential candidate, former Secretary of State? Why wasn't that looked into as if they were talking about grandchildren only? I mean, there's a litany of complaints we could have that special prosecutors could be called on President Obama, yet we're 30 days into the President Trump presidency, and we're talking about special prosecutors on rumors, for God's sakes. When is this going to end, and when is Paul Ryan going to stand up and say, there's nothing there, or use the weight of the Congress and their oversight that says we're not going to investigate rumors, we want evidence?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, with regard to all those Obama scandals, and there were many more, that where there was never a special prosecutor or special counsel called, they were being investigated by the Congressional Oversight, appropriate oversight committees, whether it's Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, the Oversight and Government Affairs Committee. All of that was being done, and it was appropriately so. But what wasn't happening was, of course, the federal government itself, the Department of Justice itself wasn't investigating, because one of the reasons was that for most of Barack Obama's presidency, the United States Attorney General was one of the people being investigated. Fast and Furious was his deal. He was held in contempt of Congress and charged, by the way, that was reinforced by a federal judge, and he still got to be the top cop. So you were never going to have our Department of Justice doing an investigation like they are today on the sitting president. I think it tells you something about the standards of Republicans versus the standards of Democrats. I think within the government, I think one of the things with regard to this current situation, remember Jeff Sessions recused himself. He did that not because he had any conflict. He did it because he wanted to present confidence for the American people. The problem is, what we're learning is, and by the way, the special counsel itself, called by Rod Rosenstein, was not because there was any there, but it was because it had received so much publicity. He, too, wanted to restore confidence, the confidence of the American people in the system. The problem is that it never ends there. What it does is it accelerates, and the left uses it. And I say the left because it's not just the Democratic Party. It's the media. It's the drama of this town, of the swamp. It's the soap opera that is. And so you get the Washington Post citing four or five unnamed sources, anonymous sources. They've yet to name a real source in any of the stuff that somehow
former FBI director is a rumor mill.
Right, exactly.
You can continue.
And so,
Kevin, we're up against that heartbreak again. We'll continue this on the other side. Scott, Todd, you want to give us some phone numbers?
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text at 701-226-8503. Gene's got a few of those to read, too. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Why not fill up at a pump you own? That's what you do every time you pull up to PetroServe USA. 100% American-made fuels and customer-owned by people just like you. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. Get that 4-for-4 deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies on earth, four items, $4 all day, every day. Plus, all month long at PetroServe USA, stock up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Nestea, 23-ounce bottles, only 89 cents each. And the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39. And Albany's Gummies, the best, just $1.29. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota has the highest worker fatality rate in the U.S., and the NDSC is working to reverse that trend with hands-on safety training. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why they decided to build a new hands-on training facility.
It started back in July 2012. 5 years ago, really, we embarked on this process, this vision, with our board of directors and just saying, what can we do in North Dakota to make North Dakota a safer and healthier place to live and to prevent injuries and save lives? And really, my board of directors basically said, you know what, if you had $10 million, what would you do? And we said, we try to build a facility and we try to do something where you can use hands-on training to save lives and prevent injuries, knowing how much more effective it is than just classroom training.
The NDSC will open its new hands-on safety training campus this fall. Learn more at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Mind, K-Fire 550, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KCGO, 1460 KLTC, 11 before the hour. Take a break from the common and experience the extraordinary McKenzie County. Tourism.mckenzicounty.net if you are on a computer or a smartphone or whatever and you just can't wait to get there. McKenzie County Tourism, whether it's a rugged adventure or exploring the backcountry trail, a quest for a long golf drive, experiencing the rich culture and history of the region, enjoying McKenzie County for endless Endless Night Skies. Check it out. Eugene Grinner's in for Scott Hennin here. And what's on your mind?
Hey, Congressman Kramer, we have a text in here, a text message regarding the new attempt at creating a viable health care payment system. I find it laughable that the Democrats are now complaining that the Republican effort is being held in secret. I seem to remember Nancy Pelosi saying we had to pass the bill to find out what was in it. Any comments on that?
Well, a couple of things. Well, first of all, the Pelosi line is one of the most classics of all time. But the Senate bill, as I understand it, they are going to reveal it. I think it's tomorrow, actually. A vote won't take place till the end of next week, probably. So, yes.
Unlike President Obama saying we have 5 days to read it on the internet before they vote for it. But
yeah,
anyway,
well,
I digress.
You'll have all of that and then some. And the reality is that the working group that's working on it, you know, is not a committee. Now, in the House, there were similar complaints, although we did have a markup in committee that lasted for 27 hours. I'm on the committee of jurisdiction. And so there was a very, you know, very robust debate on it, a lot of amendments that we were voted on. And frankly, it was one of my best experiences since coming to Congress was that 27-hour markup, because you really did get to go nose-to-nose and learn some things and in the process from your Democratic colleagues and whatnot. So by the time it's all said and done, there'll be plenty of debate on it. I don't have any questions about that or any doubt about that. But here's the other thing I'd stress is it's not like the first – we didn't just wake up with Donald Trump as president and said, hey, we should do something about Obamacare. There have been hearings for 8 years on Obamacare and a market-based approach and multiple bills and multiple blueprints that have been debated. In fact, we ran on the very things that are in our bill. We ran on those very principles in the last election cycle with our Better Way agenda. So the notion that somehow this is a secret is, you know, disingenuous at best. But that said, I do wish they were going through more of a committee process rather than a working group process. But everybody's going to have plenty of time to poke holes at it.
Okay. With 3 minutes to go, you were telling me off air about a bill that's coming up.
Yeah,
jobs
we're
involved.
Voting. Yeah, on Friday we're voting on a bill called the Accelerating Individuals into the Workforce Act. And it might surprise people to know that we have the most job openings since the Bureau of Labor Statistics had been tracking the data back in 2000. There are over 6 million job openings that the Bureau of Labor Statistics knows about. And what our bill is doing is it's connecting low-income Americans looking for work with employers who are looking to fill the job openings, especially with an emphasis on apprenticeships and other forms of on-the-job training. And the way we're doing it is we're using the TANF program. That's the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. It's a safety net for people who fall in hard times. But it provides work experience in exchange for the benefits. So it's a bit of a pilot, but we reserve some money, $100 million for TANF contingency funding for next year to test whether states that would subsidize the wage of a TANF recipient can be an effective means of helping them get into the workforce rather than remain on welfare. So our bill allows states to subsidize up to 50% of a recipient's wage. Again, provided by the federal government, with the remainder then covered by the employer. And so the whole idea, I mean, Eugene, we have the lowest workforce participation rate we've had in a long time, and I think you've pointed out that
32
when the
years.
Unemployment rate's low, that doesn't mean everybody's working. I mean, a lot of people stop looking for work.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that the jobs number, if you're not looking for work, you're not considered unemployed. And so the jobs number we see right now is a joke. There's actually about 11% unemployment out there, but go ahead.
So you're exactly right. To that point, what we want to do is help American citizens find work and the dignity of work and get them out of the cycle of dependency, but not punishing them either, but actually by subsidizing their employment and their on-the-job training. And this should help the workforce. By the way, it also gets to the immigration issue, because in this country we often hear that we need more legal immigration, or we should look the other way on illegal immigration because there's some jobs that Americans won't do. But when we create reasons for people to not work, it's natural then that the demands for work are going to have to be filled by other people. And so this is a bill that's coming up on the floor Friday, and I will be supporting it, of course. There'll be lots of gnashing of teeth and criticism of it that's being mean-spirited, you know, because God forbid we should, you know, help people work rather than just,
give them money.
Get the money. So be watching for it. It should be an interesting debate.
Okay, very good. So, Chris and you, you're going to have some time over the 4th. We won't be any parades being featured, so we'll have to wait till next year to see it.
We went to Norway here recently when we were sort of reserving the week of the 4th of July to go to Norway. We ended up going the week of Independence Day or of Memorial Day. And so now we find ourselves, we're filling in the schedule.
Let's get filled in.
We're not going to be in any parade.
Well, Kevin, thank you always for your time on a Wednesday to the people of North Dakota and your access. It's greatly appreciated. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thanks for being on What's On Your Mind.
Thanks, Eugene. Always a pleasure.
Okay.
What's On Your Mind with Gary Aminoff for Scott Hannon the next couple of days. You can drop a line anytime or call 1-855-217-76 at option 1 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.